It's On Second Thought with Chuck Boozer.
All righty, good morning and welcome back. This is On Second Thought. My name is Chuck Boozer. You're listening to The Big Stick. 50,000 watts of power here at 1290 AM or 102.3 FM, or it doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to us online, it's WHKY.com, and that seems to be a good way because you can pick us up just about anywhere. We're going to talk with Pat Appleson coming up in just a couple of seconds. He has been at every event that's ever happened in the city of Hickory. You'll know this voice if you don't know the face, because at every event, you look around and you say, well, we can start. Pat's here, and he's here with us next, too, on Second Thought here on WHKY. My name is Chuck Boozer. We thank you for listening. Our phone number is 828-327-WHKY. Call us if you can. All right. All right, we want to welcome in. I said to Vince, I said, let's get the character of the town on, for heaven's sakes. Let's get the unofficial mayor on, for heaven's sakes. And he said, okay, I got just the guy. And I said, who? He said, Pat Appleson will come on. And so I think we're going to say good morning to Pat Appleson. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Mr. Boozer. How you doing?
Oh, you know, this is going to be rough. He's calling me Mr. Boozer already. Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better. If I could get a little more gain in my headphones on me, I would feel a lot better. But I can hear you just fine, sir.
All right. Yes. Evidently, we have somebody. Who do you know that we know? Al Gordon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Big Al Gordon, he owns a station called WJPR, and he moved from Edison, New Jersey, down to Fort Lauderdale. And he sent me a late-night email address, because I have their email. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I'm going to be on the Boozer show. And he goes, Chuck Boozer?
Yeah.
He says, man, I used to listen to him in 1975 at WQXI in Atlanta, and the guy is incredible. That's what
Wow. Wow.
So you have a fan.
We got to get an address. I got the note that you sent, that he sent to you.
Good.
He's mentioning Gary McKee, John Leader, J.J. Jackson, Coyote McLeod. Coyote's passed, by the way.
Yeah.
But all these people I know. These are all my friends from Atlanta and stuff. And talks about Stone Mountain, which was my grandfather lived so long in Atlanta that he remembers Stone Mountain when it was just a pebble.
Well, you see, Big Al, as I refer to him, he's one of my station affiliates for my show, Pat's Country Classics. It's nationally syndicated on the weekends. 3 hours of great country music. Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Tammy and Wynette, you know, the real classic country.
You bet.
And we put that on. Anybody that's listening in, go to my website, www.appleson.com. And Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, just scroll down. Now, don't be alarmed. There'll be a ugly guy with a receding hairline. Go past him. Well, actually, just click on his kisser. It'll take you right to the show.
So, as a matter of fact, so, Pat, you've owned radio stations. I guess you've worked all over Miami, Fort Lauderdale. You've been on New York City. You've been on the Talkline Network and stuff. But that's not really what you're known for around the Hickory area.
No, I can't get arrested for being on the radio here.
No.
Hal Rowe owns the market. Everything.
He does.
I listen to Hal just for the halibut, you know?
Well, as a matter of fact, they're going to name a street after Hal.
What's it going to be called?
Over there. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. We're all bowing to Hal these days.
Come on, I can tell you is it's Hal's turn to do lunch, and he sent me an email a couple weeks ago. He says, come on, man, let's go out to lunch. And I told him, I says, hey, it's your turn to buy.
Oh, well.
I haven't heard from him since. He'll get back to you.
Yeah, he'll probably get back to you. So you're known. I asked Vince, I said, so what do you know about this guy? And he said, Chuck, he's been to every event ever in Hickory. Is that you?
Well, kind of. It seems like that. I'm a big supporter of not only local radio, but of capitalism in general.
Amen.
And I'm a member of the Catawba County Chamber of Commerce,
better
known as the Chamber.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I've been a member of probably a half a dozen chambers of commerce throughout my radio career. And this one is different from any of them. And I'll tell you why. The first one, I was a member of the downtown Pontiac, Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And I was 18 years old in a radio station, WPON in Pontiac. I was the evening man. I was the wide track sound in Wide Track Town in Pontiac, Michigan. I'm serious. And,
you know, you got kind of that puker sound, you know.
Look at where it was.
We all do that. Yes. The wannabes.
Well, right now I can't hear myself talking in the thing.
You sound great. You sound great.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So they had a Chamber of Commerce headquarters in the basement of the Hotel Waldron where we had studios. And they had I went down there once, and it was like a 40-foot bar. And that was it. And one of the old guys, you know, I mean, he was really old. He had to be about 45. And he said, "Hey, come on down, Pat, after your show and have a snort." And I don't drink. Never did. My sales manager used to introduce me as the only guy that wasn't stoned on something at Woodstock. So that's one Chamber of Commerce. So we get to the Catawba Chamber of Commerce, and they're fantastic. Ron Leach, then Danny Hearn, and now Little Red Riding Hood, as I like to call her affectionately. Lindsay Kiesler is the president, the high muckety-muck at the chamber. And they do some great stuff. They're pro-business all the way, and she's got a great staff, and we enjoy working with them. And what we do is, when I started with Danny Hearn, I thought, well, you guys aren't putting any pictures up, you know? So if you go to my website, appleson.com, it will have all of the chamber events that we do. And, you know, I forget what's shaken, so I brought my calendar along. This is a very special calendar. This is my Elvis calendar.
Oh, good.
You know? And on April 24th, there's a picture of Elvis in a suit and tie. This cost me a lot of money. I bought it at the world-famous book and periodical store, Walmart. And so he's there. So anyway, if you look at what we're doing here, what's up next on the agenda? Thursday, ribbon cutting for new business, Collins Family Dentistry in Denver. And then the 13th, we have the American Legion Car Show. The 16th, the Catawba Valley Staffing is having a ribbon cutting. We'll be there. The 23rd, groundbreaking at Meritage Homes in Conover. 25th is another ribbon cutting for McDonald's. We're loving it. And, the 26th, Catawba Valley Leadership with, that's Bruce Schwantz's organization over at iChurch. That's a real good nonprofit on the 26th. And that's just the month of April. I've got stuff lined up for 3 months. And next month, of course, is the Chamber's annual golf classic on May 16th. And we'll be shooting that, too. So we go out and we shoot the ribbon cuttings, and I put them on my website. But I also, you know, if you go to the chamber and ask him, hey, give me an email list of all your members. They won't do it. That's private. So over the last 10 years or so, I've developed a list of 3,000 movers and shakers, community leaders, people with spendable income, people that are interested in what's going on in Catawba County, and I send them an email hot link every time I shoot one of these things. And it says, hey, here's what happened, here's the ribbon cutting, and here are the pictures. And last week, we were super busy. We did 4 events in 2 days. We did the Ollie Riverwalk for the City of Hickory, and we did the Riverwalk over the river.
Which a great project. Pat, let me. We're going to run out of time here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
What do you like about this area? You obviously love this area. You have a physical love for this ground and for these mountains and these foothills that are surrounding the Hickory area. What do you love about that? We got about 60 seconds.
Okay. I've been here 18 years now. It seems like I moved in yesterday. Okay. The people are the greatest. You know, coming up from Miami, we drive down the road and people would wave at you if they're out at their mailbox or cutting the grass. They wave at you. And I'm doing my best Robert De Niro. You talking to me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's the people are great. It's fantastic.
Well, you're, and with all due respect, you are the town character of Hickory. People love you. I mean, everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows who you are. I think you're about as well known as Hal Rowe.
Oh, Hal, I can't be as well-known as Hal Rowe, but I certainly appreciate the remark.
Almost. I want you to step back with us, too, because anytime you've got something going on that you want to share with us, I want you to have a free open line to call us here, would you please, and just share what you've seen over the weekend or something like that and check in with us, because you kind of have the, I feel like you have the beat of the community going on around you.
Well, I certainly will. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's okay. And this will not be the best paying job that you've ever had, but it'll be fun. Probably heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
It's radio,
all
right. Right?
Yes. All right. Pat Appleson, thank you so much for visiting with us this morning. Good stuff. A lot of fun, and we'll talk to you again, I promise. All right, we are back. This is WHKY. My name is Chuck Boozer, and the show is On Second Thought. And I thought he had to get out of here, but he doesn't. Pat Appleson can hang around with us. Among many other things, he's been in broadcasting forever, or as they say these days, for at least a minute. But Pat, you also are a accomplished photographer, and you do a lot of stuff around the area, do you not? And this has got to be a great place. I mean, wow. You probably have a hard time deciding what you're going to take, don't you?
Yeah, very much so. There's so much going on, and people go, oh, Hickory, it's a small town. Well, number one, I look at it as Silicon Valley East. Okay,
yeah.
There's so many high-tech firms here. You've got CommScope and Corning and all these little places that make fiber optic widgets and stuff. It's really, it's amazing. We did a sales and it was promotional video for NCCET, the North Carolina Center for Engineering Technology, about 10 years ago. And I was blown away. It was really something. So, yeah, we shoot a lot. I've got roughly about 200,000 photos of chamber events that we shot. You can see all the way back to 2015 on my website, appleson.com. And also, we're on Facebook for the latest stuff, Pat Appleson. That's about it there. But we got started back in the fifth grade for doing camera stuff. My dad was, he knew about photography, and he taught me when I was in fourth or fifth grade how to edit 8mm film, and it went downhill from there. So I remember getting a Boy Scout, the official Boy Scout box camera for, I forget what birthday it was, it put me in a fifth grade. And I was living in Detroit at the time, and we had a school outing where we went down to the Detroit Institute of Arts. And you'd have those Sylvania Press 25 flash bulbs. You know, it looked like a 100-watt bulb, and it would flash, and you couldn't see for a day and a half after. that was fun when you were in fifth grade, you know. Hey, let me take your picture. Kaboom.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I never thought of it as an occupation. But when I got to Hickory, I thought, well, we can do pictures on this. And one thing led to another, and we're doing a lot. You know, now I'm a specialist. We don't do headshots. We don't do weddings unless it's a destination wedding, and we don't do that stuff anymore. Wow! I tell you what, one we did. We did a music video for a girl in 1981. Now, I know I'm dating myself, but you were what, 10 years old in 81?
No, I was 13.
Yep. So we get out. This is nuts. I had a partner. And number one, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, no partners, all right? We split company after 18 months. But anyway, a woman hires us to shoot 3/4-inch videotape, a music video of her daughter dancing and singing. And every other word, the mother goes, you know, she looks just like Ann Margaret. Here, take a picture. Take a look at it. You know, I go, yeah, I guess she might. It was black and white. Who knew if she had red hair or not? So we get over. She books the old Playboy Club Hotel. Not the Playboy Club, but the Playboy Hotel on Miami Beach, the big room. Hires a 30-piece orchestra for her daughter. And we film this thing. And we're filming from 10 a.m. in the morning to like 3 a.m. the next day. We go and edit it for 2 weeks, and when the mother comes to the studio, and we play her the finished product, and she goes, you made my daughter look fat. And she wouldn't let up. And I said, you know, finally I said, lady, I don't have a fat knob on the camera.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So she wouldn't pay us. My partner Don says, all right, let's sue her, and a few other things. So 6 months later, we're in small claims court in North Miami Beach, and we come in, and the judge hears everything that's going on, And the mother says, "Well, Your Honor, you know, she looks just like Ann Margaret. Here, take a look." And she pulls out another 8x10, and the bailiff takes it up to the judge. He looks at it for 3 seconds and goes, "Pay him." Okay. It was unbelievable. So
End of story.
Yeah, you get all kinds of people. So anyway, I like to do happy stuff. I don't do car crashes, fires, drive-by shooting. I don't do any of that stuff. Okay,
you know,
chamber.
It's kind of changed for us these days with all the digital stuff and all the digital cameras. Do you still have to set the lighting and the speed and everything like you did? It's almost all automatic these days, is it not?
Well, it's automatic, but I always come in and look at the room. I'm a big fan of bounce lighting. What I don't want the photos to look like is a black hole. In other words, if you're hitting them with so much light, you're lighting the subjects, but everything around them is dark. And that looks like you know, pictures they take in the 1960s with the speed graphics. So I want to make it more natural looking. Here we are, and we're, you know, got a drink in our hand, and we're smiling, and everything's fine. So I've arrived over the years at a number of settings with this particular camera and the cameras I shoot, and it works pretty well. But then I've got usually 3 hours of post-production when I get back to the studio, which is secretly located in my basement in Conover, right next to my acoustic system sound booth and my 34-channel Pacific Recorders and Engineering console.
Ooh la la.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Yes, very nice.
Yeah. We do about 3 hours of post-production. Well, what do you do? Well, number one, we usually shoot about, if it's a regular ribbon cutting, we shoot about 200 photos, okay? We got everybody. So then you have to go through them and, you know, edit the ones where the guy's picking his nose or whatever, okay? And then I color correct and make sure everything looks pretty. And I have developed an automated program where I just put it, it's a plug-in in Photoshop that we wrote, and it does a lot of this stuff for me. So 20 minutes later, everything's pretty, and I put it up on Facebook and my website. So it gets involved, but the long and short of it is, within 3 hours of the ribbon cutting or the event, mm-hmm. I send out an email blast to 3,000 movers and shakers, and they get to see what I'm shooting.
What do you look forward to within about 2 minutes here? What are you looking forward to that's coming up here in the spring? You know, here we are, April the 9th.
Lots of stuff. Let me bend over here and get my, I got some paperwork down here. Okay, my
all right.
Sounds like I'm doing my show. May 16th is the 35th annual Golf Classic for the Chamber of Catawba County. Now, I've been shooting this thing for 18 years, and it's well attended. I mean, you have to book in advance. If you get on a chamber's website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to my website. This is real easy, appleson.com. Scroll past the ugly guy with a receding hairline. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a hot link that takes you directly to the chamber. And that will, at that point, you'll be able to sign up for the 35th Annual Golf Classic. Two shotgun starts. And, man, I tell you what, it's always sold out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things in May and November. We have the Women's Leadership Conference coming up November 14th at the Hickory Metro Convention Center. That's always well attended. I've done these for about 14 years. It's 535 ladies in one room and me.
Yeah.
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 So we we have a good time with that. We had let me see, what was it? About 5 years ago, we had Molly Grantham from WBT.
Yes. Yes.
And, man, she's fantastic. She wowed the crowd. She had them eating out of her hand in 45 seconds. It was just unbelievable to watch her work.
And Molly just parted ways with WBT. I'm not sure what happened down there. We'll try to get Molly here and talk with her and stuff. I've known Molly from a few years back and stuff. But we've been visiting with Pat Appleson. Pat is the, I guess you're the town character, aren't you, among many other things?
I mean
that with all due respect, Pat. I mean, I don't mean that in any slight
way. No, I appreciate it. Hey,
absolutely, yes.
You know,
yes.
I'm sober.
And that's what we're voting on. I mean, that's what we're all hoping for here. The newsroom just went, yay! Okay. But great stuff. And I know we'll see you around around town if we're going to be around town and doing some things. And let's have you back on here and talk about some more stuff that's going on here. You seem to have the lay of the land pretty well, too. Pat Robinson, Appleson, has been with us here this morning. Photographer, broadcaster, and may take over the shift if I'm not careful. I'm not sure. Pat, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Chuck.
Nice to see you sometime. I want to meet you in person sometime, too, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you much, brother. Okay, hang on. We're going to take a break. Come back. We have our oldie of the day. We'll get ready for lunch. It's almost lunchtime. Is your stomach growling? Don't become hangry. Come on now. Have a Snickers. It's on Second Thought. This is WHKY.